Hakshavat Klei Zechuchit, Pyrex of Porcelain Gimel. Although, as you see, I also added to that afterwards Duralex as well as Hefsed Meruba. I'm hoping we can get to discuss Hefsed Meruba as well at the end. If not, I'll hold it over for next week. But it's a very important topic in its own right. Okay, so we begin now. Well, first of all, I emailed out last Friday the follow-up that I had with my contact in the realm of material science and what he had to say. And from what he said, it sounded to me like he was agreeing with the expert who spoke to Tzitz Eliezer, who said that the Duralex is actually formed of smaller units and that there are fracture factors, and therefore it will actually break differently. But he was disagreeing on the absorption issue, which is not a surprise. But then when I emailed him back and I asked him, I tried to pin him down. So if I understand correctly, the answer to the three questions are true, yes, and no. And so he says, not such an easy answer to give, and he went into more stuff about this. It's not so simple and straightforward, except that, I should really forward to you what he wrote. Yeah, because I don't really understand it enough to explain it. I have to really look at this and try to get it, but it deals with... It's not as simple as...
I think I'm in the first sense of it. It's 2 minutes.
Well, what it relates to is the question... Well, all right, so that requires its own shear. But we're going to talk porcelain in China today, God willing. So first of all, how do you make porcelain? And we're treating China as a version of porcelain. It's clay that is heated to a high temperature. And the result of that heating is that it forms glass as well as a mineral called mullite. China is a version of porcelain. They use a particular kind of clay, often one called kaolinite. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. As well as other special materials that are included. The point is, yeah.
Sorry, clay heated to really high temperature? And
That's it.
What's the material besides the glass called?
The mullite.
Mullite?
Mullite. You can find this stuff on Wikipedia.
Okay.
It's not terribly technical. But the point is that because this is really just clay that's been heated up a lot, that makes it not glass, but clay cheres. And we know already that clay cheres is not kasherable. We know that as it's presented in the Vayikra Paragraph regarding Noser. I brought you the one line on your sheet in Source Aleph if you're looking at the third sheet, the Gemara Psachim. You know it already anyway. That the Torah says regarding pottery, regarding things made out of clay, that it will never lose its dofi status, meaning that it will absorb whatever non-kosher stuff or the meat or the milk or whatever it is, and it will never be, you can't get it out of there. So porcelain is indeed viewed as kli cheres. I thought I was going to bring on your sheep, but I see I didn't. But the Prima Gadim in Yeridea Kuf Gimel, in Sif Sei Das Yud Zayin, Siv Katan Aleph. So again, that's Prima Gadim Yeridea Kuf Gimel, in the Sif Sei Das portion of it, Yud Zayin, Siv Katan Aleph, says that porcelain is viewed as Kli Cheres. The Darche Tshuva, in Yeridea Kuf Chav Aleph, Chav Vav, does quote a view that if you have porcelain that is whole, meaning that there are no cracks in it, it would actually be treated like glass. But he then quotes the Shiuri Bracha, the Mavzi Bracha, that we don't agree, that we view it as cheres. Now, you'll tell me that porcelain often has a glaze on the surface. Certainly, if you look at China, you'll see that. So take a look at Ramosha's answer in Source Base. It's from Igros Moshe Yerodeya Beis Mem Vav, in which he says, "Umitzara kisui dezechuches, as far as the ceiling, the cover that is this layer that is glass, ein zet sipui mamash. It's not really an external layer of glass. Shalachin elam din klei zechuches, and therefore it doesn't have the status of klei zechuches." And then he goes on to say that you could do Haggalah 3 times, and that's something we're going to come back to. I shouldn't have even included it in the source. I'm going to take it out. Okay. Because that's blowing the ending. So we view it as Kli Cheres, and you might say, well, for Kli Cheres, you can do Libun, right? If you put it back in the kiln, you could, but we're concerned that people won't do it properly so that the Shulchan Aruch rules in our Chaim Taf Nun Aleph that we don't do Libun with it because people aren't going to do it the right way. That's in the Halachos of Kashrut. Now, having equated it to Kli Cheres, and therefore having basically told you, hey, there's nothing you can do, your porcelain that becomes trafe is gone, the truth of the matter is that some are makil. The Radvaz was strict. The Radvaz is Gimel Tav Aleph. I brought it here and starts Gimel on your sheet. But look at the way he presents it. He says, "Ra'i lahachmir bahem, ulahashvosam lishar klecheres." We comment to Amen. We should be strict with these porcelain kelim and equate them with other klecheres for several reasons. Dot dot dot. V'chol zehu achar shenoda shahatzini. Tzini is China. Be'atzmo eno boleya. He says he says any heter that one would want to bring would be if you knew that this China doesn't absorb. But it appears to me, having tested it, that it does indeed absorb. Just not as much as other pottery will. And this is the way of the test. I took a piece of this china. Put it in fire. V'yatzmi mena shal haves kederach hakelim habaluim. And he says, or it should probably be habaluim, but this was the edition that we have. I put it in the fire, and lo and behold, a flame came from the pottery, which is characteristic of kelim that have things absorbed in them. He's assuming that the flame that emerges from this piece of china is because there is stuff absorbed in the china, and that's what's burning.
The china itself caught fire.
But because the bleos is what catches fire.
That's what he's suggesting. And he says, Od hilbanti ose yafa. And he says, I also did a proper liban on this piece. Vidigdakti mishkala. And I measured its weight precisely. Vishlachti ose lesoch kidera shaltam shelar chatzi shah. I then put it in a pot with food for half an hour. Vrachatzti ose, I then washed it. Vidigabti ose yafa. And I dried it well. Veishavti ose b'mishkala. And I put it back on the scale. Vosifa mishkala harishon koldahu. And lo and behold, remember, we talked about the Radvaz elsewhere, talking about eating mummy though, and stuff like that. Like he's very in the world of what's going on. The Vosifa Mishkala Rishon called that, enough that proved it. But it added to the original weight. It weighed more now. The Vizev Vade Morishu Balaya. So this definitely indicates that it absorbs. The Kalvachomer Mikle Zachuchis, the Ika Mana de Pasak de Bola, his Kalvachomer from glass, where there are those who say glass absorbs, certainly this does.
How did it absorb in this case that weight was more?
What he's arguing is the tashu. But it doesn't matter. Even if it's the water, that still shows that it's balaya. The Vakalvachomer Mikle Zachuchis, the Ika Mana de Pasak de Bola, Haklala, Ola She'eno Roy Lachalik Beineam Likle Cheres. And he says what emerges from this is that we would not distinguish between this porcelain, this china, and the Kli Cheres. Based on this, the Radvaz, as well as the Prima Gadim, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, which I thought I had brought on your sheet, but I see I didn't, but it's Tafnun Aleph, Kuf Samach Gimel. Maybe because I brought it on the sheet last week, I didn't bring it again. But in any case, the Mishnah Berurah there all say, treat it as Kli Cheres and do not kasher it. Those are the Machmirim. So it's not just because we're saying it's Kli Cheres, but also because it is Boleya. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the real interesting.
But then what's interesting is that he's willing to be Somech on that, but he's being Somech on Alahachmir, not Alahakil. Had he done the experiment and it didn't increase in weight, the question is, what would he have now said?
When did he live?
The Radvaz is 15th century, I believe.
So, I mean, it seems to be that the Bleya must be so small, how could he measure back then with the weights they had such a tiny difference, the Bleya?
I don't have an answer. But yeah, he's either 15th or 16th century, I forget precisely. I'll take a fast look now, I've got my Babylon, but I believe he's either 15th or 16th, I just don't remember for sure which. Yeah, 1479 to 1573, so I was right on both counts, 15th and 16th. Yeah. Okay. Because he's one of the Gerushei Sfarad. He's one of the he leaves in the expulsion. The source for the big kula for porcelain for China is the Chacham Tzvi, and I brought you, I believe, the Chacham Tzvi here in source Hey, but first you have to see Dalit because that's what he is building on. But I'll say it outside first. Chacham Tzvi was asked a question regarding a metal pot that had been used for chametz, and then 2 years later, it was used for Pesach food. And the Chacham Tzvi said, if it had been cleaned and left for 12 months, it was now kasher lePesach, because the food had disintegrated and become dirt. That's his mahalach. That's his approach. And he has quite a bit of basis for it, as we're now going to see. But he first of all, he quotes the Ramah. The Ramah in Aruch Chaim Tav Mem Zayin Hey quotes the Rishonim to say that if you have a barrel that had the pieces of wood stuck together with dough, and the dough was there for more than 2 months before Pesach, you can now use the barrel to hold your food for Pesach. So he says there it's actual chametz, not even a blia. It's a piece of dough that's being used. So it sounds like it's even got exposure to the inside. So it appears. He also notes that we say that if chametz gets singed, right, not singed, but chera chametz is more than singeing, but that you could eat it is considered like dirt. And then he quotes you this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And take a look at source Dalet. Amar of Zvid. Zvid says, Hay dur daya de chamra de aramoi. He says, barrels of wine, where it's from the Arameans. In other words, it's not kosher wine. Basar treisa yarcheshasa shari. After 12 months have passed, those barrels may be used. Whatever wine is absorbed in them doesn't bother us. And Amar of Chaviva Breda Rava, Hani Gulfi, Basar Tresi Yarche Shasa Shari, Chaviva Breda Rava says the same thing regarding Gulfi, which also are barrels. So the Chacham Tzvi in Source Hay says the following. Yeshli Rayos Buruos, Tla'achar Yud Beis Chodesh Mutter. He says, I can prove clearly that after 12 months it's Mutter. V'esher Dafi Lechatchila Mutter Levashel Behen Lachar Shnimus HaChodesh, even as a Lechatchila possibly. Right, like we say that if you burn the chametz before the shas yisur, then you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to eat this burnt piece afterwards. The kas luzal dafilu b'achila mutter. The havaki afra, it's like dust. V'afa osum b'achila, and even those who say no, you may not eat it. Eino ela kemen shemiskamen leachol yisur sharei achshavei. Those who prohibit eating it will only do that under the achshavei banner, which is not going to be relevant. Well, he's going to say that. V'o didavka b'chircho v'lo sarfu l'gamri. Avol b'sarfu l'gamri, achin aroi l'chelev l'kuli amamutar. He says that concern that maybe it's achshavei is only if it's singed, whereas if it's fully burnt, then everybody's going to permit it. And he says that's there, where it's relevant to say achshavei. I thought he was going to say this explicitly here, that he doesn't. But you're not going to say achshavei regarding use of a barrel in which stuff is absorbed in the walls of the barrel, or a plate with stuff absorbed. There's no way that you can say that by using that plate I showed that I consider the absorption in the walls of it to be food. Ubekankanim shel akum. And if you're dealing with these barrels that the non-Jews use to hold wine, kaimalon miyashin and shnei maser chodesh. So we have this idea that we just saw that you age it for 12 months. V'af b'shulchan aruch shepasak harabenu tam kvar hevi lahalacha das haomim shetamtzis hayayin hanikra shalpi achaves la'achar yud beis chodesh mutter shekvar kolach luchas hayayin shebo uch afra ba'almahu. He says there's a discussion there in the Shulchan Aruch based on the discussion of Tosfos on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah regarding stuff that gets stuck to the walls. What if there's sediment from the wine that's attached to the walls of the barrel, and what happens to that after 12 months? So the Shulchan Aruch brings the view of those who say that if the wine congeals and gets stuck to the wall, it's going to be mutter after 12 months. Why? Shekvar kala kalachluchis hayayin shebo, because all moisture of wine is now gone. Uka'afra ba'almo, which is like dirt. Ubechol kalim shemachnisim bem lekiu mamrinan miyashnan yud beis chodesh, and all kalim that are used to hold non-kosher materials for 12 months, I'm sorry, they're used for long terms, nonetheless, if you age it for 12 months, v'shuv mutter v'chatchil l'ishtamish b'hem. And then you're allowed to use them. So he says, based on that, the same thing should be true here. Now, v'im tomar, you might ask, Maishna gabayayin nesech, de pshita london mutter v'chatchil l'achar yud beis chodesh. Ubishari surin lo ashkechon deshari l'chatchil l'achar yud beis chodesh. Why is it that when it comes to wine, we actually say that after 12 months, it's mutter even l'chatchil? Whereas for other Yisroel, we say only b'di'evet. V'yesh lomer degam, when he says yayin nesach, just in your head, every time he says yayin nesach, you know to substitute stam yinam. It doesn't mean the Ayanessa. We're talking about the wine that we have as Stam Yehinam. V'yesh lomar degabe Yayinesach. Degabe Yayinesach, ta'afilu b'diyeved lo sharinon toch yud beis chodesh. V'ein shum heter l'achar yud beis chodesh. This is a very important point that he makes. The l'achi sharinon af l'chatchila. He says, when you're dealing with Yayinesach, so the rule is that we don't permit any use of a kli that held Yayinesach within the 12 months. Only after the 12 months will we say 12 months have passed, now it's mutar l'chatchila. Deminkara milsa tuva bein toch yud beis chodesh lebein la'achar yud beis chodesh v'kala islay. The reason is because everybody can tell the difference between before 12 months and after 12 months. The fact that I couldn't use it at all for this entire 12-month period means that people won't forget that it was usher until the 12-month mark. Everyone will recognize it. Kala islay. Everybody will know. And therefore there's no need to make a gezerah of don't use it after 12 months, lest you use it before 12 months. Because it's a very clear line. Until 12 months, the barrel is entirely off limits. But when you're dealing with other items, where we say that if it absorbed, you know, pig or something like that, then the kli is going to be mutter b'diyeved if it's an eino ben yomo, right? If a day has elapsed without it being used, and then you used it, so we'll say b'diyeved, fine, it was an eino ben yomo, and therefore it doesn't trafe everything up in terms of your food, right? So if I'm going to come along now and say b'diyeved, it's mutter within the year. After the year, it's mutter even l'chatchila. The result is going to be what's going to happen. People are going to get confused. And then they're going to come to permit it l'chatchila even during the 12 months. He said, v'im achar yud beis chodesh, atamatiu l'chatchila, v'af toch yud beis chodesh, mutter hu b'diyeved, nekol hu litos beheteron. It will become easy for people to make a mistake in terms of how they permit it. V'asu l'meimar, v'af toch yud beis chodesh, mutter hu l'chatchila. They're going to say that even after yud beis chodesh, even during yud beis chodesh, they say it's mutter l'chatchila. Kem d'shneim heteron inu, because this is mutter and this is mutter. Elash d'zeh l'chatchila, v'zeh d'yeved. Lo asi l'flug. People will not distinguish between the two stages of heter. People make the mistake between is this a day old or not? It's not visible. You can't identify it with less like kala, and there's no way to know. So he says that the heter that he's giving of using it after 12 months is yayin nesach specific. And also, I didn't quote it here, chametz specific, because for chametz we have the same rule that we're not going to allow you to use the eino ben yomo. So he says it only applies to chametz and to wine.
So basically, everything is mutter after 12 months, but because there's a chumrah by yayin nesach and chametz, you can also have a kula.
You can also have a kula, exactly. The Rashba quotes the concept
what's the
too.
Chumrah for stamina and
chametz? There's no eino ben yomo.
Right. There's no heter of eino ben yomo, therefore we will be mekel after 12 months.
There's no heter of eino ben yomo for chametz, even b'diavet?
Yeah, that's what he's telling.
Who makes that then?
He quotes
it. That's
no, I think that's an established thing. I didn't look into it when I was doing this, and I don't remember the discussion now, but that was it's a given there. Take a look at the Rashba in Teres Habayis Ha'aruch Hey Gimel. Source above. He says, Tzarech la'ayin betamtis hayayin hanidbak bedofnei hakankanim shekorin rush. That was what it was called, apparently. This essence of wine that gets stuck to the barrels. Im yesh lo heter la'olam, can that be permitted ever? V'afil la'achar shnei mesar chodesh, even after 12 months. V'afshar shum is yavesh b'yoser. It could be it dries out fully. V'kol ha'kol ha'chluchas shebo, and all moisture in it is gone. Va'afilu sharon osavamayim eino chozer l'lachusa. Even if you were to soak it in water, it wouldn't be rehydrated. Mashein kein b'shmarim, as opposed to regular sediment. U'maisim b'chol yom shemishtamshim b'kankanim shal nachim la'achar shnemasar chodesh. It happens all the time. They use these barrels after 12 months. Ve'ein mekalfin. They don't peel off the outer layer of the barrel. V'hanachlem li'yisrael afal b'shen en nevi'im b'nei nevi'im hei. Jews must be doing the right thing. That's our assumption. Now, the Chacham Tzvi notes that this is not about no Saint Tom. since it's not about nosing tam, there's no fear of charif, right? When you have something that's an eno ben yomo, when you say, well, what if it's used with something sharp that awakens the taste that was absorbed in it, this is not a discussion about whether it provides taste. We're saying it's afar, it's dirt. You can use it with charif and it won't change a thing. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. So what he's doing is, he's not disagreeing with the idea that porcelain is klicheres. It's true. There's stuff that it absorbs, and you will never get it out. But it doesn't matter, because that which you absorbed is dirt at this point. It's not food anymore. That's the tzad l'hakel.
With the whiskey you put in the goyish or wine vessels, would that also be okay after 12 months then? I mean,
so that's part of the discussion that comes up in the sherry cask case, is that the question of the 12 months. It's a longer discussion. Before you got here, that we had a four-part share on the sherry casks, but that's part of the question. So the poskim use this Chacham Tzvi in different ways. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a classic tshuva, it's tshuva Mem Gimel, which we're going to quote if we get to the Hesed Ruva discussion as well. And he relied on the heter of the Chacham Tzvi, but he said not... He wouldn't extend it beyond where the Chacham Tzvi did. In other words, it's only for wine and only for chametz. He would not apply it in a case of meat and milk. The Stechemed, though, in Mareches Chametz U'Matzah, Zayin Gimel, quotes Achronim who extend the Heter beyond those two cases.
So where's Stechemed?
In Mareches Chametz U'Matzah, it's Zayin Sif Gimel. It's a long Sif. Otherwise, I was going to bring you a piece of it, but it's a long save. I love the Stechemed, though, not the Stechemed. Rav Moshe has a long tshuva on this. Not that long a tshuva. Igros Moshe Yoredeya Beis Mem Vav, where he tries to... in Beis Mem Vav, and then it's also still in Yoredeya, Aleph Mem Gimel and Gimel Chav Zayin, in which he tries to show you the views of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Chacham Tzvi, and basically he contends that within the Chacham Tzvi's own view... This is not an isser, but it's a tsarich. It's a longer discussion. I'm not doing it justice. You have to see it inside. He tries to show you what the shita of Chacham Tzvi is and what the shita of Akiva Eger is, and he distinguishes between the two of them, and potentially will apply the Chacham Tzvi's idea beyond the wine and the chametz. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden.
Has a kula.
No, Rav Moshe ends up with a kula, yes. Rav Yaakov Emden himself has the kula. Remember, Rav Yaakov Emden's father is the Chacham Tzvi. So in Source Zion, he says, Va'agav, ha'ol da'asa liyada, an'ema bahu milsa achrisa l'kula. He's dealing with porcelain anyway, separate discussion, regarding, I think, the issue of tovelin. And he says, let me say something else about porcelain lakula. Kimadumani shmaise me'aba mari gonzal. He says, I think I heard this from my father. Da'af agav de briyasan min hachol, that even though this porcelain is made from sand, lav kikli cheres damu, it's not like cheres, it's surim iblias iser to prohibit it from, because it absorbed. Da'aydi de shi'i lo bali. He quotes his father as saying, the porcelain is smooth, it doesn't absorb. Dumya de klei zechuches de lo bali mehaytam, a light glass, which therefore won't absorb. Kedisa, etc. And the truth of the matter is, it should be sufficient to actually just rinse it out. But we're strict because of chumra the Pesach in general. So in some ways it's like cheres, in some ways it's like glass, both ways to be lenient, meaning tevila lo boy kikli cheres. It doesn't have to be immersed because we treat it like pottery. But ve'ena ne'esaren v'derech tashmishan kikli zechuchis, it won't be usher if you used it for dreif, because we're going to treat it like glass. So he quotes his father as saying it doesn't even absorb. So I don't even need, I suppose, to get to the 12 months. If you take that view,
according to Chacham Tzvi, what happens after 12 months?
It becomes dust inside.
No, I'm sorry. What do you do? Nothing.
Nothing.
Just take it out of the as I recall. And go.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe rinse it out.
We said you had to clean it before.
The chidah.
The bidyamin would be okay because it's nothing.
The chidah was mekel in Chaim Shaal Beis Lamedches Heivav. He was lenient where it was a case of loss. Someone had received the dishes as a gift. And what he did was he combined the Chacham Tzvi's 12 months with a suffix about whether the china had ever been used. On the other hand, the Chochmas Adam, in Iser V'Heter Nun Hei Dalid, quotes the permitting and the prohibiting views regarding food cooked in a kli after it had sat for 12 months. The Shari Tshuva, in Or HaChaim Tafnun Aleph, quotes the Chacham Tzvi, as well as opposing views, who contend that the 12-month heter is really only about wine. And he says, this of course is true. You're trying to prove to me, from the Rashba in Taras Habayis that we brought in Source Vav, that this should be, that we should follow this rule, right? And say, 12 months, and the thing is dirt. But he says, look at the Rashba's own Tshuva in Source Ches. This is one piece out of the tshuva, but it's indicative. He says, "Vizep pashut o de lo sagi yishun ela b'klayayin." He says the Rashba said specifically the 12-month heter only applies to wine; it doesn't apply to other things. He says maybe you could be lenient if you're dealing with kalim that normally aren't used with boiling water, or if you could do hagalah three times on the porcelain. But he says this is at heart a wine thing. And indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Yeredeya Kufchav Beis Dalid, quotes the Chacham Tzvi, quotes the opposing view, and he says to be strict. He says you can't learn from the 12 months of the wine barrels. Why? Why should wine be different? Because it's cold. And he adds it may be unique to the nature of wine. Wine, when it's absorbed in the walls after 12 months, is dirt. Who says anything else is?
That's what I was thinking. It's cool, but you said chametz and wine are the same.
Right, so the Chacham Tzvi did, but the Aruch HaShulchan takes the opposing view. In other words, he'll say, yeah, the Chacham Tzvi thought so, but we don't necessarily follow him. He's not saying the Chacham Tzvi will agree with him.
Where was the Aruch
HaShulchan again? Yeredei Kufchav Beis Dalid. So Rav Avadya had this come up. It's in Yabia Omer Aleph Vav. He was in Cairo at the time. Remember that he spent time in Cairo as the head of the community. Or is he on the Beis Din? I think he was the head of the community. They had a problem because there was only one hospital in Cairo, he says, that Jews could go to. And that hospital had been serving treif for decades. And he said, like, this is a terrible thing, and you know, after all, there are people there who are not in sakanas nefashos cases where they're eating to save their lives, and their guests also come visit somebody, and they eat in the room, and he says it's a terrible thing, and he goes on at length about what he has to do for this hospital, and he says, what am I supposed to do for the dishes? The dishes are porcelain. And he says, you can do a triple hagala. You can follow the Bala Iter's idea of doing Haggalah three times from the Yerushalmi. He views porcelain as klicheres, but he says, it's no St. Tom Lifgam. And the Bala Iter has this triple Haggalah idea. He says, especially if failing to do this would create greater problems. Right? Because what's your alternative? Actually, I brought this in Source Test. I forgot that I had brought it on here. You can see it there. In Source Tests on your sheets.
Remind me, the Bala Iter says Triple Hagala works for anything?
The Bala Iter says Triple Hagala works for Cheres. I mean, that's where this is an issue. But take a look at Source Tests. He writes, Maskana de Dina, the conclusion is, She'avshar lahagal b'makom hefsid meruba lahag'il kli cheres she'ino ben yomo. He says, in a case of great loss, you could be lenient to do Hagala on the kli cheres if it's non-ben yomo. Afilu balu isur Torah, even if they absorbed something that was biblically prohibited. What you do is you do your Haggalah three times, one after the other. Certainly in our case, the hospital. He says, the fundraising campaign to replace the dishes isn't going so well. So he says, it makes more sense to say that we're going to kosher them this way rather than create such incredible problems if we're going to leave it in its current situation.
This is only a bidyevet.
This is a bidyevet, yeah, I think so. I mean, shasavcha kibyevet, yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
And based on indeed, some are lenient for cases of hefset. So Shlomo Kluger was lenient where they were already purchased, where the kalim had already been purchased, and now you're stuck with them, and you can't return them. Today, as a general rule, the poskim indeed are strict, viewing it as cheres, and therefore rejecting kashering. The Mishnah Berurah in Tafnun Aleph Kuf Samach Gimel that I mentioned earlier, the Tzitz Eliezer in Dalet Vav, and we just saw, of course, the case of Rav Adya there. He also has a discussion about it in Zayin Orachayim Yud Chavdal, is what I noted here. That's interesting. I'm just looking at my own question about how I wrote this. All right, never mind. The Rav Moshe deals with this issue. He's dealing with the problem for Balei Tshuva, people who have decided that they want to become observant, and now they've got their kalim there, and it's going to make it hard if you tell them that they have to now get brand new porcelain. So Rav Moshe takes the heter of the Chacham Tzvi, doing the triple Haggalah after 12 months. He says, the Chacham Tzvi's concern about confusion, he says, meaning confusion between, I guess I am going to end up saying what I didn't say before. All right, never mind. When the Chacham Tzvi said that we are worried about people being confused between what was before 12 months and after 12 months, if it's not a chametz or a wine issue, so he says we view that as a tzarech, not as an usur. In other words, the same way that we say you're not supposed to kasher from dairy to meat, right? Unless you have one of the unique circumstances, you're not supposed to say, well, you know what, I really need another meat knife, so I'm going to take my dairy knife and I'm going to kosher it to meat. We don't do that. But it's not usur to do it. It's simply a really bad idea, and therefore we tell you, don't do this. But if someone does it, we're not going to say that it's now, you know, that the koshering didn't work. So Rav Moshe says, that's something that can be overridden in a case of need. And here too, that's what this is, the concern that people are going to mess up. That's not a brand new gezerah. It's simply something that we're bothered by, so we like to avoid it, but it can be overridden in a case of need. He combines that with the Chacham Tzvi's statement, as we saw quoted by Rav Yaakov Emden, that they don't absorb, that porcelain doesn't absorb, and with the fact that normally people use their porcelain, their china, with a cliché name. You don't put china on the stove. You don't put china in the oven. This isn't the lechatchila. This is not lechatchila. Certainly, you have a china soup bowl, right? And you could end up pouring directly from the soup pot or the ladle with a quick period in the ladle. You know, directly, you can end up with Eroi Kli Rishon problems for sure. This is not a lechatchila case. He also has an added distinction. Balei Tshuva, I think, do rely on this for Moshe. I think that's true. But take a look, it's Source Yud. He says, Nimtza she'ika shita, she'i nachona, l'shel ha'shita z'chacham tzvi, yesh la'atir achar yud beis chodesh. V'gam b'chli porcelain, ika shita b'tshuvas ya'ibes, b'shem aviv, that we saw, delo bali klal mishum deshia, right, who will be at a frying, v'shem kufchav. V'av shepa primagadim simen kuf gimel, b'sif seida, sivka and yud zayin, that I mentioned to you earlier, mufara shekli porcelain hem kiklei cheres, v'gam oser avshem kelim chashuvim shu'efsed meruba. He doesn't like this idea, the prima gadim. The lokim in Chas Yaakov shematir b'klicheres she'iasher behagala. Al kopanim ika shita de Rav Yaakov emden b'shem aviv chacham tzvi shalo bali. V'gam b'kelim elu heim barov pamim rak v'tashvish klisheini. Generally. V'al kopanim hu rak safek shema yishtamshu b'iroyu b'davar gushcham. Right? Maybe they took a burger out of the oven and it was still, you know, very, very hot, and they put it down on the plate. Shnimza she'ika otzafek. V'lachin yesh lismoch b'chiyagav na'bala yitter shevi atur b'simen kufchaf aleph lahag il gimel pa'amim kevan shu hefsed meruba v'gam tzarech takanas hashavim v'yuk sherim lishtamish b'hem achar kach l'kobam o l'basar o l'chalaf. That's his answer.
I need to ask you about this one,
sorry?
How old are you on set? I don't
know. China plate?
Depends.
Easily cost each. Depends how nice they are. There's a range, but people can get $100, $150.
For the whole set?
No, for plate. For plate.
I mean, it doesn't count. It's not one plate. It's a plate and a small plate and a glass and a...
Yeah. But that's, I mean, that is going to come into that Sabrupa discussion, so it's an important note.
I mean, is that... I mean, that's not going to be a pay of 12, so yeah, it's $1,000 or $1,500.
Is that Sabrupa depending on how wealthy the family is?
Well, I'm sure.
So, I'm not going to deal with how well the family is, but let's hold the Hasbro questions in general until we get to this in a moment. No, he wants the 12-year. He wants 12 months. Yeah, no, he wants. I think he did actually. He did. Nimta Shika Shita Shina Khanish Shita Sakha. What's the Yeshla Hatir Akhar Yud Beis Hakadosh?
Okay, but so to go down the Sopri Chaya Gavna Arba Laitu Shabi Atu Lagid Gimel Pe'amim Tuman Shui Yosef Merubek. As Pogat Abot Gimel Pe'amim.
Now my understanding is that it's with that. One note though, when one does a triple Hagala, when one does before I mention that, sorry. So in the Shubas B'mara HaBazak, From the Eretz Hemda, thank you. I kept thinking Kli Hemda in my head. So in Chelek Dalet, in Chelek Beis, Shuvah Memtes, he's makil to do a triple Hagala after 12 months if it absorbed cold, or if it absorbed hot and it's a Hesem Ruba situation. So he also offers the Hadar. At this point, I thought I might go into a little bit about porcelain dishwashers, but on the whole, I think that's a bad idea. It's its own discussion. But when you talk about doing a triple Hagalah, it's important to note the idea of Chazanish, which I brought you here in Source Yid Aleph. He says, "V'omnam Hagalah gimel pa'amim sha'amru b'Yerushalmi, haynu lahachlif hamayim bein Hagalah lahagalah." He says, this idea of triple Hagala is not, you sit there with a pot, the pot is bubbling, right? You dip the thing in, take it out, dip it in, take it out, dip it in. And he says, no. He says, you have to switch the water in between each Hagala, Kumosha Kasav, Chazanisha, Yeredeya, Simon, Memdala, Zivkot, and Gimel, Vera'isi, Bedrisha, Yeredeya, Simon, Kufchav, Aleph, Shekasav, it should be. I usually correct the OCR, but I missed that one. Shekasav Gamkein Shetzarech LaHachlif Hamayim Gimel Pa'amim. He says, I saw in the Drisha also, who said that you have to change the water three times. Avakasav Hatam Kedelav Parsim DeBa'alma Ein Hagalah LeKlicheres. He says the reason the Drisha said you have to do it is because people have to know this is a weird thing that we're relying on this, and the way you let people know is by changing the water each time. Avodaber Tamua, but he says this is kind of surprising. Shereim Eino Machlif Esamayim Eino Zeshem Gimel Pa'amim. He says that's not the problem. He says what makes it three times is the fact that you have three different sets of water. He says otherwise it's not called Hagala Gimel Pa'amim. Frankly, I'm not sure I understand why that's true.
Every time it's bottled, then it's
bottled. Our problem isn't that. The reason why I want Hagala Gimel Pa'amim hypothetically is because I want three different times that I'm exposing this to the hot water that's going to dry out whatever is inside. So who cares whether it's the same set of water or not?
Right.
But that's not what he's saying.
We're worried that
that's not what he's saying. He says it's not called Gimel Pa'amim. What you're saying is there's a trafe problem. You're actually trafing your dish up again. That may, you know, if that's true. And I bothered by his idea that Tara Lemiflet. That's not what he seems to be saying. I'm not clear on that. I should probably look at his note in Yeredeya, Mem Dalet Gimel.
Maybe just saying like you're not Yotze Gimel Pamin. That's what he means. That you didn't do Gimel Pamin. You dipped it three times, but because each time it was Boe again, you haven't succeeded.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's a colloquialism. It's not like Mamish.
Yeah. Take a look at his closing note. Vim Efshar LaHagil Gimel Pa'amim Efshar Din Tzarech LaHagil Klal.
Right. Why do we both? Because why not? Is that what Moshe's saying?
Yeah, basically.
That if you have 12 dishes, you have to boil a pot 36 times.
Well, you have three pots on your stove, and you just do the gamut. You put it in one.
And you need 36.
Take it out. Pots. Let it cool off. I think you have to let it cool off in between a little bit. I don't think you can do it when it still is.
You can use the same water from different plates, you think?
It's not about kashrus. It's about
shishim. Yeah, why not? Unless you're worried about bleos being more than shishim in the water.
You can use the same pot for different plates.
Why shouldn't you?
Unless it depends on the same pot. It depends what the chazanish was saying. The chazanish was saying something blocking.
I don't think the chazanish was saying that it was because... It's not, his language doesn't indicate that.
What's
Yeah, we have to see him in Yerudim and Mandal and Gimel to see for sure, but it doesn't seem to me that that's what he's saying.
To try to make it look as weird as possible.
Well, that's the Drisha. That's the Drisha. The Chazish is not into the explanation of the Drisha. He just says it's Meikar Adin. The one last bit, I wanted to at least get a little bit into the Hafsid Meruba piece of things in terms of dealing with the dishes. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has a note which I brought you in Source Yud Beis. He says, "Uchmochein ani mesupa bekama inyanim demekilim behefsid meruba." Kimo Beis Boi Dismichi. Beis Boi Dismichi, I brought you in brackets. The explanation is a discussion in regarding the if you have a lung of an animal and it bubbles up in two different places near each other, is that an indication that there's some kind of a lesion in the lung that's going to trace up the animal? So he says, "Beis Boi Dismichi b'mayim zachim im." He says they have a discussion where you have the lungs from the animal, and he shechted a few different animals, and the animals display this characteristic of having the two bubbles in the lung. And so, where it's two or three animals, we talk about it being hefsed merupa. But if there's one animal, it's not called hefsed merupa. Rock, basil, gimel, have a hefsin meruba. Only those two or three. So, imzeu, mikri, hefsin meruba, kevin to call echad be'atzmo lo have a hefsin meruba. Is it really called hefsin meruba now for the set if each one alone is not? Va'filum nidon dahasa mikri hefsin meruba. And even if we say that yes, regarding the animals, two or three will be called hefsin meruba, mikomakom yesh lechalik, you could still distinguish between the animals case and other cases. The dafka hasam to have a sveka the dina mukasher or treif of a semchinen behefsin meruba amachshirin mishum hachi hashta the ira. Second, hashta the ira came a base. Yeah, mishum hachi hashta the ira came a base v'gimel the o kul ksherim of the kul and treifos samchu behefsin meruba amachshirin. He says there you're dealing with one fundamental doubt in the halacha. If an animal shows up with these two bubbles side by side in the skin of the lung, in the membrane of the lung, is this called treifa or is this called kasher? There are only two possibilities. Either kasher for all three or treif for all three. So therefore, even if each individual animal is not called a hefsed meruba, I don't look at it as each individual animal. I look at it as the set of all three animals because answering treif is going to treif up all three at once. So it will cause it hefsed meruba. Aval hacha, but here when we discuss dishes, le'inyan eino ben yomo, de'ein zeh mikoach safek, ela kachumidin chazal, the asru kli she'eino ben yomo lechatchila, v'itiru b'diavad. He says when you're dealing with a kli, and this issue of eino ben yomo, there's no doubt involved. We know the rule. The rule is that it's okay b'diavad. U'bichlal hazeh b'diavad b'chli she'ein lo takana ela b'shvira, lo hefsed meruba. And he says, we include here the kli that can't be fixed. It has to be broken. That's hefsed meruba. Yesh lomar nidan en hakol kli b'fnei atzmo. D'mikomakom hach kli omei b'isuro d'habi lechatchila. He says, maybe we should evaluate each kli individually and say, it's not a hefsed meruba. I'm not clear entirely on the difference either. What he's trying to suggest is that when you're dealing with the animal, you say that resolving the suffix to say treif is going to now treif up all of them. Whereas regarding the dishes, we have the rule. There is no suffix. The rule is that it's mutter lecha, that it's mutter b'diavad. But each kli is going to be evaluated independently because it's not as though we're giving a ruling about all of them by saying mutter or usser on this one. It's a matter of if looking at this, is this a hefsed meruba for me or not? No, it's not. Throw it out. Next one. Is this hefsed meruba? Yes. Because there is no heter of hefsed meruba when you're dealing with the animals. There's nothing built into the law about hefsed meruba. It's simply that I have a safek isser and I'm willing to be lenient potentially because of hefsed meruba.
It's one psak for the whole cow. There's one psak for each dish.
I mean,
this is such a question.
Yeah. Now I think it's because this is the sort of thing where at one moment you think you get it, and at another moment you don't. But what I understand from it is that when you're dealing with a cow case, it's fundamentally, I have to answer the suffix question once, and that will determine what everything's status is. Whereas, if I'm dealing with the dishes, there is no suffix involved. We know what the rule is. The rule is that it's going to be, that it's going to be mutter if it's a hefsin ruba thing. So look at each item and say, okay, so is this hefsin ruba or not?
כמו התורה אמרה שביחר זה שבר, חם אמרו שאפילו בטעם פגום, בנותן טעם מפגם, אנחנו שוברים, שהיינו בן ימוע. מאיפה החידוש הזה שאם זה עושה מרובה, אתה עושה בשביל תגיד?
אני אגיד שאני בודי...
You saying that the Torah didn't care about Hesed Merubah?
No. בתורה עצמה זה רק לי בן ימוע, זאת אומרת, אני יכול לחכות למחר. אבל אני לא מבין מאיפה הוא חושב ש... לא, אני כנראה שיש לו מקור, אבל...
Yeah, he generally does.
אני לא יודע מה המקור, שהוא הפסד מרובה בטעם פגום, אנחנו מכירים, אז נראה לי חידוש כזה.
And he starts out his discussion with the Yud Beis Chodesh case. That's his beginning. Yeah, if you see his tshuva, where he starts with Vihine lech ora yesh sad lahakel, afi mashikasa levinchas Yaakov, hefsed meruba yesh lahatir beklicheres lishtamish bo achar mit eis leis, da'avi kidiyavid. Kevin shu hefsed meruba, kamashikasa varan, vishkin dasa maral bach. That's what he's building on.
זה לא שיש דין בנתן דם לפנם שאפשר להתיר בשביל מרובה. אלא שיש דעה אז מקהילה, שזה הדעה של הנחל צבי, של הרב צבי והבעל הייתור. אנחנו מקהילים כדעת המכשירים בהפסד מרובה. זה ממש כמו האביקה של הבהמות.
I don't necessarily think so, but I'm going to go with Rav Moshe, because it's 11:24. So Rav Moshe quotes you, Gemara in Nida, source Yud Gimel. We don't have time to see it inside, but I'll tell you the story. Outside, it's a woman, it's the discussion of Me'es La'es. What happens when a woman shows up as a Nida now? What do I say? Daya Shaita? Do I go back to the last 24 hours? And they give you a case of Sha'as Hadchak. Their second case of Sha'as Hadchak is where she did a lot of Taharos. And the concern was, if you're going to say that she's been now Anita for the last 24 hours, then now she's going to be, you'll ruin all of those taharos. So Rav Moshe says, aha, in source Yadalit. He says, he's in the Baal Tshuva discussion. So he says, granted that it's only called Hefsed Meruba because you're combining all these dishes. It wouldn't be Hefsed Meruba with each dish alone. It's still called Hefsed Meruba. And he says, I'll prove it to you from that Gemara in Nida. Sheika da'amri taharos afish. Right, the second explanation of the Hefsed Meruba case is where she did a lot of taharos. Shepirusho shenaga pa'amim rabos. She touched taharos many times. Umitztarpim lehechashev Hefsed Meruba. Ashkol negia timarak ma'at. Each contact was only on a little bit. But that's still called Hefsed Meruba. And then he says, "V'tamua ma'od mashachidesh b'tshuvas Rebekiva eger simin mem gimel dekevim dekol ka'ara b'fneatzma ein hefsed meruba einon mitstarpos lechashev hefsed meruba machmasvibe ka'aros." He says, "I'm really surprised by this statement. Diminida ra'im ufureshes shemitstarpin lechashev hefsed meruba." He says, "In Nida, it's very clear." And then he goes through another couple of gemaras. You could use support Rebekiva eger, and he says, "No, you can't." And that you can use to support one side. He says, "You can't use it the way that you think. These are not proofs." And then he says, "Avo mehad Nida vaday raya the mitzdarfen lechashiv hefsed lechashiv hefsed meruba the lo Rebekiva eger." He says, "The Nida one counts." The Shabbos Kufin and Dalit and Beislam are interesting. We're just at the time limit, but the upshot of it is that the position of Rav Moshe is that it's Hefsed Meruba if the sum is expensive, even if each individual one is not.
So what's expensive?
So he hasn't said what is expensive. Our general assumption, well, I shouldn't make a general assumption. Maybe I should come back and do more Hefsed Meruba next week rather than do a general assumption. That's smarter. All right.